On a cold Tuesday afternoon, nearly 60 people file into the West Tisbury Library on Martha's Vineyard.
You came just for the biscotti, right?
That's Mark Rosenbaum, an environmental building consultant. Rosenbaum is on a speaking tour across the island as part of an ambitious effort called 100% Renewable Martha's Vineyard. The title of his talk? Beyond Fossil Fuel Homes.
First of all, why do we even care about this? Why are we trying to get fossil fuels out of our buildings and, in general, reduce energy use? Well,
in 2018, the island emitted more than 600 million pounds of carbon dioxide.
So that's a major load.
That's Rob Hanneman, chair of the Vineyard Sustainable Energy Committee. The committee is leading the push to get the whole island, from homes to cars to ferries, powered entirely by renewable energy in the next 20 years. This means scaling up the dependence on wind and solar. The end result? Eliminating greenhouse gas emissions altogether. Unlike the state's goal, which allows for carbon offsets.
I would not have said that it's possible to achieve this goal had I had in my head the technology availability of even 5 years ago.
The first step for Hanneman's committee was tracking the energy use of the island's three major sectors.
It turns out that transportation is about 45% of our energy use on the island.
Home heating and electricity make up the remaining 55%. They're split pretty evenly. And when it comes to home heating, says climate activist Kate Warner, there's a solution already at hand.
A package that gets talked about a lot these days is a heat pump.
Air source heat pumps.
Heat pump products.
Heat pump technology, for example.
Heat pumps use electricity to extract and deliver heat from the outside air, even at 0 degrees. The process can also be reversed, so heat pumps can cool homes as well. If every home on the island used a heat pump instead of a furnace, the island could reduce its carbon footprint by a whopping 28%.
It may feel like a bleeding edge technology to you because it's the first time you've heard about it, but if you look in all these other places and all these other houses, how it's been done, and it works, the benefits do speak for themselves.
That's Newell Isbell Shin of the Martha's Vineyard Builders Association. He says the economics make sense.
The cost of the heat pump systems can actually be a cost-neutral thing.
Still, supporters of 100% renewable Martha's Vineyard are quick to say no one piece of technology is going to solve a problem as complicated as island-wide energy.
This initial step is like, let's decide as a community, the goal is to do this. Mm-hmm. And let's show that we can do it.
That's Ben Robinson, climate activist and member of the Martha's Vineyard Commission. He says that, frankly, aiming for 100% renewables is hugely ambitious. But to get even 95% would be a success.
You know, somebody's got a 1940 Ford and they're like, look, this is my car. I drive it on Sundays, you know. I don't think that's going to be what kills us, you know, if somebody wants to do that.
Martha's Vineyard isn't alone in this quest to go 100% renewable. Other communities in Massachusetts, including Cambridge, Lowell, and Amherst, have similar goals. But the vineyard, Kate Warner says, is different.
The thing that makes the vineyard unique is we can measure our progress because we can measure how much fuel comes over here.
Sometimes being on an island can mean isolation, but by the same token, islanders' potential to control their energy future sets them apart. And, Ben Robinson says, the potential for climate catastrophe does too.
The problem when you're talking about climate change is we are up against a time clock. You know, there's a race that's already started and we're still sort of fiddling around at the starting line trying to tie our shoes.
This spring, island voters have the chance to take the first step to a 100% renewable future by approving the measure at town meetings. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zukoff.